done, and it's quite a bit of work. Messed up my hands a little bit with the utility knife. Kind of back-breaking work. Hurts your knees a lot. I got to the point where I was dreaming about putting down floor. I mean, it was that bad. However, despite the hard work that I was putting in, every day when I got done, I could look back on what I did and say, I see progress. It is looking better. You know, I could look at it and see what I had accomplished that night or that day. And it was a good feeling to see what I had accomplished and to see that hard work was paying off. Now, that's very different than what I usually do with ministry. Sure, there's some things that I get satisfaction from, great joy from, to see some progress within the church. I see someone get baptized. It's always a special moment. Maybe you see a first-time guest, and you get to talk with them and introduce yourself and spend some time with them. Or maybe you see someone volunteer for the first time to get involved with the church, to step into a leadership role. So those things are great moments of satisfaction, of saying that the work of the church is really working. It's accomplishing something. But what I find more often than not is a lot of the things that I do in my ministry, it's not an immediate thing. The light bulb doesn't always turn on, at least that I can see. And I have reflected in the past after spending about 10 hours on a sermon that after I delivered it, I asked myself, did it work? Did it get through to the people? Was the work worth it? It's hard to see in tangible terms, like laying a floor, what you have accomplished by your hard work. And I think a lot of you experience that too when it comes to your work for the Lord. As you care for other people, as you try to influence them for God, when you work in the church, you might not always see the results right then and there. In many situations, you might get down to the question and ask yourself the question, did it work? Did I get through to that person? Is that person closer to God now because of the work that I did for them? And I would have to say that most of us probably don't see automatic progress when it comes to our ministries within the church as we try to affect change in other people's lives. And to be honest, there might be times that we'll never see the effect of our good deeds and our hard work for the Lord. And so with that in mind, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 6. And here in this verse, it has this gardening or farming image. And I think it's a good one because I think when you are caring for plants or whether it's farming or gardening, sometimes the progress is pretty slow. Let's read it together. Verse 6. I planted, this is Paul speaking, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. Now here, notice that the human servants, they did their job. They watered, they planted the seed. However, they weren't the reason that plant grew. It's not, they weren't the reason. They didn't create the growth within it. They just were prepping the soil for growth. And that's the same way it is with farmers. You don't make the plant to grow and to bring forth harvest, but you try to prepare the soil and care for the plant in such a way that it will lend itself towards growth. But really, that growth is out of your hands. But here we see the person who is affecting growth all along, and that is God. And so in our work with the church, as we go forth and do our ministry, we need to realize that even though we are prepping the soil, we are not causing the growth. It is really God that is causing that growth. And it really shows that how our ministry to others is really an act of faith. It's an act of faith because we trust God with the results. We trust God that He will bring growth in an individual's heart so they can live closer to God. And so even though we don't cause that growth, we do play a part. But we have to trust that God is working behind the scenes. And I think this image of farming and gardening is a good one, because a lot of times you don't see a lot of progress above the soil. It's all happening underneath the soil. And often in our work for the Lord, we can't see those results. We can't see the growth until it comes out for everyone to see. And so I just want to encourage you guys in your ministry and what you are doing for the Lord, the good deeds that you do week by week, to trust in the Lord, to trust that He, if we will do our jobs, that He will give the growth, that He will bring the harvest in due time. If we just trust in Him and keep working, keep planting, keep trying to prepare the soil to allow God to give the growth. So I just want to encourage you as you go about your week, you might not see the product of that card you write to another person. You might not see the product of working for Tuesday School. You might not see the product of whatever ministry you're involved in, whether it's the food pantry or feeding the flock night, whatever it may be. You might not see the product of that result, that work, right then and there. But we have to trust that God will give the harvest, that God will bring forth growth in His due time. If there's someone here this evening that has allowed God to work within your heart, that people have cared for you, they've loved on you, they've planted and watered that seed of the gospel, and you want to give your life to the Lord, that He has grown within you a heart to do His will and to follow after Him, maybe you want to be baptized tonight. Maybe you want to come back to the church and ask for help and forgiveness and ask for the congregation to be there for you to help you to grow in the faith. Whatever situation you're in, we would love to help you. Please come forward as we stand and sing this invitation song, 272.